wanting to know exactly what it had in respect to fear in the Lord. And just in the Webster's Dictionary, it's a fear means reverential awe. And I thought that was just beautiful to be, and I knew that's what it meant, but I couldn't quite get the words, you know, thinking what that was. But to fear the Lord, and that's what the word says we're supposed to do, is to fear Him, but not to be afraid of Him, but to have reverential awe concerning Him. And I just love that, and I like to have a word to give you when I come in here, because I have nothing to offer in myself, but just one word from Him, and it'll help you. It'll take you to just a little bit more of an understanding of His, what He is. And because I have a reverential awe and fear of God, I don't want to come up here and just be nothing. I don't want to just give you nothing. I don't want to just get up here and worship, sing, and be standing here and just not accomplishing anything that's not everlasting. I want it to last for you. So the word that the Lord has for me to share with you is, I was sitting there and I was singing that song, or before I came over here, I was humming a tune. It was that old song of, I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, my Prince of Peace, that is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. And the word righteousness, I thought, I want to give him a scripture that has something to do with His righteousness, that our righteousness is in Him. And so I looked the word up, and in Deuteronomy it says, just one scripture, it says, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as He hath commanded us. That was their righteousness. They kept the commandments. And then in Jeremiah, it's almost like it's a prophecy. He says, in His days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is His name, whereby He shall be called the Lord our righteousness. He is our righteousness now. And I'm so glad that He's my righteousness, that it's not me, it's not we ourselves. The Lord hath, in Jeremiah it says, the Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. And what a work that was for Him to become our righteousness. And I thank God for that tonight. So let's just worship Him tonight and have reverential awe of Him and just bless Him and love on Him for a little while. Give Him a song, words of praise and adoration. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You are our righteousness, Jesus. We love you so much.